Going to be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. These are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laman and Hazeroth, Dizba and Dizba. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir, Kadesh Barnea. In the fourth year of the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the people of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment to them. After he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. Beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses undertook to explain this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us in Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey to go to all the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in the Arabah, in the hill country and in the lowland and in the Negev, and by the sea coast, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give to them and their offspring after them. At that time I said to you, I am not able to bear you by myself. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are today as numerous as the stars of heaven. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I bear myself the weight and burden of you and your strife? Choose for your tribes wise and understanding and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads. And you answered me, the thing that you have spoken is good for us to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and experienced men, and set them as heads over you, commanders of thousands, commanders of hundreds, commanders of fifties, commanders of tens, and officers throughout your tribes." Let me insert at this point, remember when this was written, that women were not considered to be leaders. Well, of course, they were wrong then, and we know that they're wrong now, right? Yeah, yes, they are. Women are very qualified, highly qualified, but we did not consider women as equal partners and equal leaders at that time. So let me continue. "And I charged your judges at that time, hear the cases between your brothers and judges righteously, between a man and his brother or the alien who is with him. You shall not be partial in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be intimidated by anyone, for the judgment of God, for the judgments is God's. And the case that is too hard for you, you shall bring it to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at the time all things that you should do." Then we set out from Horeb and went through all that great and terrifying wilderness that you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, "You have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving you. See, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession as the Lord your God, Lord, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has told you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Do not fear or be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord. I was sharing with you last week that I really believe that I just heard the Spirit of God speak to my heart about where we are and how we are to comport ourselves during a time of crisis such as COVID. And what came to my heart was the book of Deuteronomy and how travel or journey is as vital, was as vital to them as it is to us now. And so I really do think that it's important for us to see what God's word says as we're living on the boundary. So that's where we're going to be speaking from as a series, living on the boundaries. First, we recognize in our text that we are in this together. The Lord, the text says, the Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb, saying, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. The people of God had just traveled through the wilderness and now stand on the boundaries of what was past and looking into what is their future. Our text shares how God talked to Moses and God's people in the past. It is a moment in time where Moses wants to reflect with God's people about the actions of God in their history, how God brought them from one point of life to the other. Moses shared how God lived in their, how God lived out their covenant with them. And although Israel broke their covenant many times, God remained faithful. God has been faithful to the people of God at Kadesh Barnea, and he will continue to be faithful with them in their journey. They could not have made it to this point except they were together. They were in journey together. Elderton Presbyterian Church, I want us to reflect for a moment on our time together and how we got to this place. In early February or March, the PNC began a wonderful discussion with me via FaceTime and the possibility of our journeys coming together. COVID-19 introduced itself, and it threw everything off. We had plans and had moments in which we were going to do what we needed to do, but COVID-19 hit, and it wasn't taking any prisoners. We waited months, and then the PNC figured out a way to move the process along with the help of Reverend Kathy. Well, the rest is history, and now we are on this journey together, and we are dealing with the COVID crisis together. You and I are not alone. We do this together. We are now living out our covenant with God, and God is going to be faithful while we live in this difficulty. God's people endured the worst of the battles and now stand on the boundaries of the future with the experience, with their experiences of the past. Take a look at this morning's passage. It says in verse 3, in the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the Israelites just as the Lord had commanded him to speak to them. This was after he defeated King Sihon of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon. He defeated King Og of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. Think about this, people of God. God brought his people through many wars together, and now they are living on the boundaries. The history of recorded past wars shows the faithfulness of God and how his people journeyed forward and not backward. God's people endured the worst of battles and now stand on the boundaries of the future with the experiences of the past. You and I are now living on the boundaries of the future with the experiences of the past. I want you to take a look at something with me. I went back in our session records to 1918, and it was fascinating what I found. In 1918 is when we had the Spanish flu. It was a major pandemic, just as we're having right now. Let me read a couple of things to you from 1918 now. Now, if somebody next to you falls asleep, just jerk them real quick, go like that, you know. Just tell them, don't fall asleep on session minutes. This is our history. Check this out. It says, the profession of faith, this is June of 1918. It says, we had the examination of the profession of faith and members of the church. Miss Hilda Adeline Leitner, Mr. John Johnston Russell, Mr. Bruce Robinson Keppel, and Mrs. Edna May Keppel. Now, the church was Elderton Presbyterian Church, and then they called the other church the White Church because the building was white. Let me show you what was in their records. It says, received an examination, full communion of the church, Mrs. Samuel Heckman, Margaret J. Heckman, Rhoda Heckman, and the list goes on and on. In insert after insert, you know what I found? I found people moving forward during the life of the Spanish flu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that means we live through things. We've already experienced the cold water of the COVID. Okay, we got the terror out of the way. You know, they had those some time ago they had these ice bucket challenges, and they was asking me the ice bucket challenge. I said, nope. First of all, you ain't got a bucket big enough to ice challenge me. And then I said, and I'm not going to sit there and say and let you pour water on me. But that's what it felt like. When we first went into the COVID crisis, it was a cold flush of ice water. Well, now we're through that. And it's time for us to move from terror to extreme caution. Are you with me this morning? People endure the worst of battles now, stand on the boundaries of this particular incident. We are now living on the boundaries, and we know that in 1918, our nation experienced the same pandemic called the Spanish flu. 20 million people are estimated to have died worldwide. I took the liberty of searching these things because I wanted to know, how did they respond? You know what they did? They were worshiping as usual. They sure they had masks, and sure they shut down, and sure they did what was necessary to protect one another. I am not promoting that we don't protect each other, because we don't know what's going to come when flu season comes. We don't know. But what we have to do is move out of the idea of terror and into the state of, hey, I'm going to manage my life even though I know COVID exists. All right. This is what our forefathers and mothers did during the pandemic while remaining on the boundary of the future after experiencing the difficulties of the past. They figured God was faithful during the difficulties in the past, and he will continue to his covenant faithfulness to us tomorrow. One theologian says the past portrays the faithfulness of God within relationship and holds the promise of continued relationship no matter what happens in the future. Like the children of Israel, we've endured the worst of battles, Elderton. We've endured and we've overcome. You know why? Because God was on our side then, and he's on our side now. Remember, God does not want us to be afraid or dismayed, and this is my final point. Look at what the verse says in verse 21. See, the Lord your God has given you the land you are to go take up. Take possession as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Do not fear or be dismayed. People of God, we are commanded not to be afraid or dismayed. In other words, don't live in a constant anxiousness or apprehension about a situation, and don't remain in low spirit. Don't remain in low spirits. Beloved, when we first experienced this COVID outbreak, it was like a cold bucket of ice water. We've endured the worst of it. We know that things are still happening, but we got through the first month of it. Now it's time to build a bridge from terror to extreme caution. No one can live in a constant state of terror and expect to live normally. We must be careful and we must be vigilant when it comes to this virus. Yes, we will practice what we need to practice. Yes, we may have to shut down if we need to shut down. But let me add this to you, saints. You got wonderful leadership. You have wonderful leadership. I have, by the grace of God, had to work with churches that had terrible leadership. had to work with churches that I wasn't a pastor of to move from one phase of their life to another. You've got leadership that cares and loves you here. I think we should give the Lord a hand praise for that. They are some of the healthiest people, and they're constantly thinking about you. When Moses was given people to help him, he knew he couldn't do it all. We do this together. God does not want us to be in a constant state of anxiousness or apprehension about a situation, and he doesn't want us to remain in low spirits. God wants us to live above the daily terror, beloved, and he shows us how. God tells us we are in this together. We have endured the worst of the battle and now must move from terror to caution. We are now on the boundary of a new lifestyle, a new way of living, but there are possibilities in front of us. Living on the boundaries means living with caution and not in constant terror. Living on the boundaries means living carefully and not in anxiety. Living on the boundaries means to live not afraid or be dismayed. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, all week long, I have been buoyed by your word. I pray, God, that that happens in every heart in this church. That God, even though we have to battle the different circumstances that face us, we not only have to deal with the virus, but we have to deal with life in general, paying the bills, raising our children, trying to figure out what we're going to do in life, trying to save money, trying to live in our homes, trying to go to work. God, we've got many challenges, and you have been faithful through each and every one of them. Please, oh God, we receive right now your confidence, your caution, and your calmness. We receive right now a stand of not being afraid, not living in terror. Now, God, from here on in, we build a bridge from terror to caution as we obey all of the mandates that are given, as we live in this moment. We live it together in community. Please, oh God, help us never to forget it. And help us, oh God, to not be dismayed or afraid. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. And God's people said, amen.